Obviously, there's been a huge growth in the number of development officers, as you rightly say. What have you seen have been the greatest challenges that schools have come up against in this last 20 years as the sector's grown?
I guess understanding that it's a long-term process and that people have different levels of engagement and what they will do for a school. And so quite often institutions will try and fundraise and they will have very big ideas and will find that those are not successful and will fail to realize that that doesn't mean those ideas can't be successful, but they actually have to invest time and build trust and move people from a point where they're making a obligation gift, which can be at a really quite a small level, to a point where people are thinking, this is actually the charity that I really want to support. I am committed to this and I want to make a big change. And that means that I'm going to make personal sacrifices to actually give at a level which will affect that change. It takes time to get people to that sort of point.
It's about developing a culture and deeper relationships.
I think very much so. Schools, any charity, anybody can put forward a big vision and have a big plan, but people looking at it from the outside may say, yes, I approve of that, but they won't necessarily believe that it's going to happen, and they won't necessarily believe it's going to deliver the sort of benefits that are being discussed. So it's important that a school actually offers projects it can achieve very quickly, does those projects, shows the benefit, gets people to actually believe that what they say they're going to do, they will do, and then from that they can then do bigger and bigger projects and people will actually invest in them. If you start with a very large project and try and put that across to people, there's a real danger that they will see it as as wonderful, but potentially a pipe dream. You've got to get them to the point where they go, I've seen what these people do. They do extraordinary things. I believe in them. It does sound an incredibly ambitious project, but these are people who will deliver it. And that again takes time.